This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
You'll remember that on Friday we were talking about the new omnibus bill. And we were worried about it going through and about, I'd say roughly maybe 2 hours after the show ended, it would have been somewhere around 1 o'clock our time, that Donald Trump actually came in and signed the omnibus bill into law. Listening to that press conference was interesting. I think that in certain ways it was very telling. The way that Trump brought that forward, the president, as he was signing this, before he signed it, he basically said that and assured everyone that this is seriously for real, no fooling. I'm not kidding this time, guys. Really the last time that he signs one of these spending bills. Now, I'll believe it when I see it. Trump has never been somebody that has been a hawk when it comes to the budget, to financial responsibility. I mean, for goodness sake, he already is on pace to double what Obama spent. And this bill is what solidifies that. Think about that. As horrible as the debt got under Obama, and it was bad. Nobody with a brain denies that. Nobody that can look at how much debt we were in when he took office and when he left office could deny that Obama was horrible for the debt. I mean, he spent money like a drunk college girl on spring break with a pocket full of daddy's money. And that's the way people often spend money that isn't theirs. But think about this. With the signing of this omnibus bill, we are currently on pace to, by the end of Donald Trump's 8 years, if he winds up getting reelected, he will have spent double what President Obama spent, increased the national debt by twice as much. This is not a sustainable path. This omnibus bill ensures that even with a Republican House, Republican Senate, and a Republican president, they just approved the second largest spending for a year of any year that we've ever had. So that means they're outspending 7 out of the 8 Obama years. This is not something that we can continue down. And so President Trump does say, look, I'm not going to sign another one. They better send me a better one, that kind of thing. The president should have vetoed it. And that's what I was calling for on Friday. But this could be really problematic for the president. In fact, there is a chance, and I'm not the first person to observe this, even though I thought about it immediately when I heard it. There is a chance that this could be what sinks him. This could be his read my lips, no new taxes moment with George H.W. Bush. That he said one thing, he promised one thing, winds up doing another. We'll see in September if he stays true to his word, because you can just about put money down and bet the farm on the Republicans coming up with another spending bill that is just as egregious, if not worse, than the one that they just passed. And we'll see if Donald Trump actually sticks to his guns on that. I doubt that he will. I called for him to veto this one, but I was saying when that happened, I very much doubt that that'll happen. Unfortunately, I was proven right. And it looks like I would guess that I'm probably going to be right on this one, too. I wish that I wasn't. But this really could be his read my lips, no new taxes moment. And the reasoning that he gave for all of this was it was going to be a national security issue, and we had to do it for the troops. We had to do it for the military. Here's the issue that you run into with that. First of all, I don't buy the argument that we had to do it for national security, because as I've pointed out many, many, many times before, the national debt is the single biggest threat to our national security. As much as harsh as I've been on Russia, Iran, North Korea, Afghanistan, various terrorist organizations, all giant threats to our national security that ought not be taken lightly. But if you're looking at the number one threat to our national security, without a doubt, it is by far and away, more than anything else, it is the national debt. If you don't believe me, let's look back at what happened to Russia. Why was Reagan able to win the Cold War without firing a shot? Because he drove Russia's economy into the ground. And they couldn't fight back. And they knew they couldn't fight back. That's how Reagan was able to accomplish what he did in the fall of the Soviet Union. And right now, the Soviet Union, along with some other world players, are trying to do exactly the same thing to us. But really, we're doing it to ourselves. We're going to spend ourselves into a point to where we no longer have the ability to even start paying back the interest anymore. And once that happens, then we're really sunk. We're already at an unsustainable path, and we need to throw this car into reverse and floor it. But we're actually flooring it the other way. We're going towards the cliff, not away from it. And so this omnibus bill really puts us in a bad position. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan have won using Democrat policies yet again. Did exactly the same things that the Democrats would have done, which is make a giant omnibus bill with a whole bunch of stuff in it that was basically everybody's little pet project got funded. And they said, if you opposed it, don't you care about the military? Don't you want the troops? The way that our government is actually designed to work is that we pass a budget and then we pass individual spending bills as time goes on, which starts in the House, goes to the Senate, sometimes has to go back to the House because the Senate makes some amendments. They go back and forth, and then eventually it winds up on the president's desk. The president signs it. Individual spending bills on individual departments, individual projects. That's the way it's supposed to work. These omnibus bills that are 2,000 plus pages are not the way our government was designed to work, and that's how all the garbage that we don't need winds up getting in there. Because everybody's little pet project goes in and they fold their arms and say, well, I'm not voting for it if it doesn't do this. If it was understood at the beginning that these things are voted on by a case-by-case basis, on an individual basis, then you could not hold the military, for example, hostage. If you don't like everything else, say, guys, back to the drawing board on everything else. We're funding the military. That's fine. We need the military. That's a national security thing. Everything else, back to the drawing board. That's the way it's supposed to work. You're supposed to be able to fund these things on an individual basis. The reason that they don't do that is because they want everything in there, and so they put it all together, and basically what an omnibus bill is it's a crap sandwich. It's got the stuff that you want in there, the stuff that you need to keep it going, the stuff that you need to survive, and then a whole bunch of stuff that you don't. And they basically threaten you, is like, you're going to eat this or you're going to starve. Because we're not giving you anything else. This is the game that they play in Washington. It's the reason that we're drowning ourselves in debt, and the reason that people in my generation and the generations after me are never going to get out from under this thing if we don't start doing something, we don't start taking extreme measures right now. We've got to do something to curtail the spending. And I will say this, it looks like what's going to happen is this is going to wind up hurting the GOP in an already tough midterms. And it goes back exactly to what we had a call on Friday that AJ and I had a great exchange back and forth, and he voiced the same sentiment that I think a lot of voters are going to voice in this midterm election, which is, why bother voting? Why should I go out and vote for somebody when I get exactly the same result regardless of who I vote for? We do all this work, we put all this time and effort in it. Some of you even put in money, volunteer your time. We take time away from that, and then we get these people in office, and then the exact same thing that we were getting under the Democrats happens anyway. We're getting exactly the same policies. So why should I bother put in all the time, all the effort, all the energy, and go down to the polls and stump for these people when I'm getting exactly the same thing I was getting under the Democrats? It's a good question. And it's a question that a lot of people are going to be answering, you know what? I don't feel like exerting myself. Because again, if you're going to get the same results, why bother? And this is going to be something that is really going to hurt, I think, the GOP in the long run. And think about this. We're currently on pace. I already talked about this. We're currently on pace to spend double what Obama did. But to put that into perspective on how much we're actually spending right now, we have gained $1 trillion in debt. $1 trillion. We're up to $21 trillion now since September. That's 6 months that we've spent $1 trillion. When you think about that, there's not a person in the world that has $1 trillion. Really, nobody even comes close. That is a massive sum of money. And we've spent that in the span of 6 months. We have got to do something about this spending, or it is going to wind up killing us. And if we don't do something now, if we don't do something in the immediate future and something drastic, unfortunately, it's gotten to the point where we can no longer take half measures. We have to do something drastic, or it's not going to do us any good. And the longer we put it off, the worse it's going to be. We essentially have two options. We're going to have to dramatically cut spending, or we're going to just keep kicking the can down the road, keep putting it off with these giant omnibus bills, and wind up in a whole lot of trouble when the debt collectors come knocking at the door. And by debt collectors right now, I mean China. This is not going to end well for us. And it's going to put us in debt to other people and be at their behest for a very long time.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt. Every weekday from 9 to 11. Only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.